and blessings be multiplied to you, my dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. One of the most amazing things, my friend, about faith is that it is a creative force. Hebrews 11 verse 3 tells us that by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So the entire world that we see today was actually the creation of the spoken word of God. And in the same way, God wants you to know that you can frame your own world. You can create your world by speaking faith words over your life. Do you want a great family, a great job, great health, a great life? You can create it today by the confession of your mouth, by speaking the word of faith over your life. You can create your world, my friend, by your words. Discover how in today's broadcast. Be blessed as you listen. Mouth confession is a very important component of faith. Without it, your faith is impotent and your faith is incomplete. Many years ago, I was expecting our second child, and the enemy came and said, "This child will have sickle cell." And I said, "God, what am I going to do?" The Lord reminded me of his word, that his blessings make rich and add no sorrow. Therefore, when he blessed me with a baby, he didn't add sickness to it. So I said, "Father, what do I do?" He said, "From today, take anointing oil. Anoint your tummy and say." He didn't say, "Just, daughter, don't worry. Believe in your heart. Nothing will happen." No. He said, "Open your mouth and begin to prophesy on this child. Begin to," the little science I knew, I appropriated it. I began to prophesy. I said, "You child growing in my womb, your blood cells are forming, taking the form of the regular shape. They are not sickle. They are not abnormal. Everything about you, child, is normal." Every day, I would prophesy on this, my tummy. And I gave birth to a healthy child. When I had my third child, pregnant with my third child, Satan said, "You were lucky the other time around. This time around, you can't escape it." I said, "Father, what do we do?" He said the same thing. Mouth confession never fails. Now listen carefully, people of God. You are not talking like a parrot. That is why conviction comes first. Some people just say things they don't really believe. If you say what you don't believe, it will not work. You will just be like a parrot, just parroting. But when you really believe what you are saying, 100% of the time, you will have what you said. And so God said, "Do what you did the first time around. I'm with you." And I took anointing oil, I anointed my womb, and my third child was born healthy too. People, we need not to be silent anymore. Psalm 81, it says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." Has anybody tried eating with his mouth closed before? Can anything enter into a closed mouth? God cannot put anything into a closed mouth. The same way you can't put food into your mouth when it is closed, God can't put blessing into your life if you're not talking. So tell your neighbor, say, "Open your mouth wide." Don't just believe God in your heart. Confess what you believe out of your mouth. And Jesus said, "You will have what you say." Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord told me to tell you, he said, "Tell my people to stop saying the problem and to start saying the promise." Stop complaining. Stop talking about how bad things are. And start talking about how great your God is. And you will see that what you say will come to pass. God spoke concerning the 10 spies of the 12 that he sent to go and spy the promised land. They said, "In our sight, we are like grasshoppers. We can't take the land." And the Bible says that God said, "As you have spoken in my ear, that's how I'm going to do for you." Only Joshua and Caleb, who had a good testimony, who said the right thing out of their mouth, entered the promised land. People of God, you will never enter the promised land speaking out of frustration.
You will never. Your marriage won't change. Your children won't change. Speak it out of annoyance. Speak it out of. Your career won't change. Your life won't change. Your finances will not change. I've long learned that there is no point indulging in something that will not change my situation. So let me just do what God says to do. No matter how long it takes, heaven and earth will pass. But that word you speak out of your mouth, it will not go without being fulfilled. Somebody praise the Lord tonight. Now, there are three powerful things that happen when you open this your mouth and say the word of God. Over your life, over your situation, three powerful things happen. Number one, I've talked on it a bit. You create what you want and you destroy what you do not want. Every time you speak the promise of God out of this your mouth, three things happen. The first thing that happens is that you create what you want and you destroy what you don't want. What you want will not just come because you want it. What you don't want will not just go because you don't want it. What you want will come when you open your mouth and speak the promise of God. Why? Because God has vested the power of life and death, the power to make alive and kill, the power to create and destroy. God has put it in the tongue. And that's why James says the tongue is the most powerful organ in the human body. Most powerful. I believe it's also the strongest muscle. The tongue is very powerful. So watch what you say. When you speak the word of God out of your mouth, it's not ordinary. When we make confessions in this place, please don't say it like a parrot. Say it with revelation and conviction. And truly everything we say, that you'll be a man of dominion, you'll be above sickness, everything will come to pass in your life. Proverbs 18:21, the Bible tells us, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, love what? Those who love using the power of the tongue will eat the fruit thereof. But those who are lazy with their tongue, they will not reap the harvest of blessing. So you mustn't be lazy. You must love to use your tongue. And as you are using your tongue, you are creating the world that you want. Hebrews 11:3 tells us, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God is so awesome. Based on this scripture, there is nothing you want that you can't have as long as you know how to use your mouth. By faith, we understand the worlds were framed, created by the word of God, the spoken word of God. Psalm 33 verse 9 says, for God spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. When you speak, it will be done. When you command, it will stand fast. Whatever it is you want in your life, you can use the spoken word of God to create it. Is it a wonderful marriage? You can create it with your tongue. Is it an obedient child? You can create it with your tongue. Is it a job that you need? You can create it with your tongue. But the thing is, people of God, we don't talk. We don't use our tongue. We don't open our mouth. You try it. You just believe in your heart. It's not enough. God confirmed the word of his servant, not the wishes of his servant. He confirmed what you say, not what you are thinking. Do you know that before God created the world, he thought about what he wants to see? That same Psalm 33, verse 11 tells us that the creation existed as a plan in God's heart. The Bible says the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. So God doesn't just speak anything without first conceiving it in his heart. But if God Almighty didn't create by just thinking about it, and when I think about it, it just appears, how much more you? Many of us looking at me, when we got the prophetic word of this year, manifested glory, together with all the powerful prophetic declarations that have been made from this altar, our heart was stirred within us that, yes, this is my year. But you know what we have been lacking? We've been lacking confession. You should not just believe in my heart, this year I will get married. You should not just believe it in my heart that this year my business will expand. You shouldn't just believe it, you must be saying it. Because as you say it, you are creating it. No confession, no creation. Did somebody hear me tonight? No confession, no creation. Those that engage the power of the tongue, they are the only ones that will enjoy harvest. But if you don't engage the power of the tongue, no matter how much you believe God, it will never manifest. Look at it. Hard conviction is like a seed in your hand. But a seed that you do not plant will never bear fruit. Confession is like you planting that seed. So we must be speaking. And also we see that the word of God has destructive power. What don't you want to see in your life anymore? Begin to speak against it.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
Every day I want to know.